The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
And here we are, back in the studio.
Hey, it's back in the studio.
We're back in the studio, here after 3 weeks of being home doing this.
Yes,
we're doing
yes.
this back in the studio.
Yes.
So I want to do something before we get into our show, because
okay.
we don't have video. We don't have cameras on the Beatles Forever show.
No.
And we're gonna try to... This was left for me.
Ooh.
From Bobby Zucker. Robbie Zucker left this for me.
Thank you. This is going into
the Beatles Forever studio.
Yes, it is.
Nice?
This is a nice drawing of the Fab Four. We thank him for that, and this will end up on the wall in the Beatles Forever studio. I wanted to put it here because for the WTBR people, it's a pencil drawing of the Fab Four.
I believe it's a rubber sole cover?
From around Rubber Sole time.
It's a Rubber Sole cover, I think. It looks awesome.
It looks great. So this'll go up in the Beatles Forever studio, and we thank Robbie for that.
I think it looks amazing. It looks just like good guys.
That's
awesome.
Nice. All right, so we've been talking about essential oils. We've talked about just about the whole gambit here.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're gonna. She's over there just doing. What's going on in the corner? She's over here sniffing hers. She's got her bracelet on.
Yes.
So now, we've talked about the history. We've talked about the different oils, the spiritual. We talked about the. Clinical trials.
Yeah, it's in clinical. Yep. Yeah, human clinical trials. Yeah, human clinical trials.
Well, what clinical trials do we want if they weren't human clinical trials?
I also have animal ones too.
You have animal ones?
Yes, I do.
She has animal ones.
Yes, I do. I have my little. I have my little cheat sheet. It's not a surprise. I'm a big animal lover, so I had to look into it. You know, if they do it for a veterinarian.
I'm not sure, but I think there was something one time that Dr. Poe had done because of one of his people had done it, and I know that Dr. Jeff has done it.
To help with, I believe it was to help with a kitty cat with anxiety, I think it was, severe anxiety. They recommended lavender and chamomile oil for it.
Yes.
And this was Dr. Poe?
Dr. Poe and Dr. Jeff recommend it.
Yeah.
Yes, Dr. Jan Poe.
So veterinarians are now starting to recommend these things.
Yes, diffusers with lavender and...
Yeah. The aromatherapy diffusers.
To do the aromatherapy diffusers for the animals because it's more helpful with them. Is there something wrong?
Yeah, pretty much. Something the matter? Hello.
Talk.
Hello.
Hello.
Talk.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay, you're okay. I just make sure you had the right mic on.
Since when?
Because I haven't been here in 3 weeks.
Live show, and we come back and everything goes to crap.
It's a live show, and I haven't been here in 3 weeks. I got to make sure everybody's
folks,
on.
Folks, he's full of it. What it is he's just got a very bad brain fart.
But yeah, going.
See, it proves women are smarter. Ha ha ha.
So anyway, talk to us.
Anyway.
Before we get into the carrier oil part
anyway,
of the show.
Yeah, I have a study, actually an article, from Dr. Gerald Mitchell, DVM, which is Doctor of Veterinary Medicine. He went ahead and he's seen how essential oils was helping his wife, who had sustained an injury, which was a torn tendon in her foot. And she saw she ran the gambit of treatments, including bed rest, casts, steroid injections, pain medication, and surgery was even an option. And she decided to try essential oils opposed to the surgery. And found out that her tendon completely went ahead and it was feeling a lot better and everything. And she didn't need a surgery, which is weird. So he went in, and his mind, he said, okay, if it was to help that, could the oils go ahead and help clients and their pets heal, you know, physical bodies, clear mind, peace, and etc. And one of them that he started and it was introduced, Integrative Services to Veterinarian Practices, which was Therapium, was used for therapy. They wanted to see if it would help with anxiety in the animal. And they found out, you know, it's a less invasive issue. The oils are more versatile as opposed to using regular medicine. There wasn't that many side effects to them actually using the essential oils for it. They were using aromatherapy to see if it calmed the animal and brought the animal peace. And actually, it was doing that. It was making them peaceful, making them calm. They use lavender, like you said, lavender and chamomile before an operation, and it calmed the animal down before they had to do the anesthetic.
Well, yeah.
Instead of having to sedate the animal and then going through with the anesthetic.
Yeah, because as you know, watching Dr. Poe.
Got
the animal, you know, sometimes a little bit upset going into the doctor's office and stuff and everything. So one of the ladies, she turned around and she said she went ahead and she used a diffuser at the house and everything because he says, very calm. He turned around and she says, oh, I use a diffuser with lavender and chamomile. He says, so he shouldn't be so uptight. And he goes, really? He goes, very interesting. And one of the new vets that was there, Lisa, she turned around, she says, yeah, she says, it works wonderful. And that's when he says, I wonder if that's something we should discuss.
Look into and discuss.
Look into and discuss.
I think now he started using it in the waiting room to calm the animals down before they go in for their for the console.
Yeah.
I think
a lot of people are trying to help the animals as much as they can. I mean, it's beneficiary for a lot of animals, you know.
But yeah, here Samar, with the upfront cost of adding essential oils to practice are low compared to other hostile and traditional methods and equipment. Investing in high quality, pure grade brands and choosing quality education and training is priceless. Seeming endless supply of information to use essential oils is available online, of course. Sifting through mountains of this information can be challenging, to say the least. While a great deal of positive information can be found, a great deal of misinformation is also circulated around through the internet. And this is why I advocate for this is why he personally advocated for non-branded certification in essential oils. It helps add credibility to the field of essential oil study and shows clients that a veterinarian has specialized in training in the use of these oils. Most certified classes are online. To become an aromatherapist. giving busy practitioners the ability to learn and become certified without leaving the clinic and without loss in venue, so win-win for veterinarians and their patients. In other words, they can study it on their own, they can understand the information on their own, and they know, okay, these oils these oils are safe, you can use them with the animal.
Exactly.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, these ones do not use, these ones will have a really bad reaction to the animal, et cetera, et cetera. You okay? I think she bit her lip. And also on top of that, they're finding out that it helps with tissue damage from laser treatments. When he did arthritic laser treatments for an elder animal, he put a little Bosmer fern, and it was very diffused, like maybe like 1% oil, and the rest of it was like the carrier oil, Jehovah. Mm-hmm. And he went ahead and he used it for the laser burns, and it actually, because it leaves like a little bit of a burn and everything. He combined the one product, like I said, the Jehovah and the oil, and the one product for it, and he chose Bosmer fern because of the anti-inflammatory property, and he found out that it not only helped with the pain, but it promoted greater healing and faster return to function.
Which one is that, Jess?
Bosmer fern.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, Bosmer fern. It's related to the fir trees and stuff.
Awesome.
It's one of the fir trees.
It's one of the oils we have at home is fir.
Yes.
Not F-U-R, F-I-R.
Yeah, FIR. although some aromatherapists advocate this approach, others exercise caution. It's possible that a combination of essential oils, especially citrus, with laser light treatments can create a problem where they'll end up with like a sunburn or something. So they recommend not having citrus oils for it.
Ah.
Yeah, because they have to worry about the safety issues, what kind of laser is used, how much heat it produces and
last month. I know you covered some of that, letting us know last week about the citrus.
Yeah, and
things.
Yeah, it's better used as a it's better used to clean habitry.
We have like 15 minutes.
I'm sorry. It's best used to clean like habitry and stuff like that. I'm sorry. I will continue this next week. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to get
while you're on that subject, I read something on Facebook this morning from one of the essential oil groups I follow that somebody had, this person's child had whooping cough.
Oh.
And her doctor recommended lavender oil.
Pardon me.
Really? So she diffused some lavender oil, did it 3 or 4 times a day. The whooping cough was gone in 24 hours.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
Very nice.
That's very amazing.
So you're seeing the health benefits of this, even though we can't tell you that it's a cure for stuff. But as we went through the series this month and last month and last year, you see the health benefits for this.
Yeah.
Now we're getting the health benefits into pets.
Yes.
That vets now are
recommending and looking into using essential oils for animals for treatment options.
Mm-hmm. And?
Hi. And?
Yes.
Oh, no.
You still here? You with us?
Yeah. What do you got?
Well, what I was going to talk about is we're to the point now where people want to try some different essential oils.
Yes.
Topically, we're going to talk about topically. We've talked about diffusion.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about topically.
Yes.
Diffusion. The first thing you want to do is do a little patch test.
Yes.
Because some oils are a little bit stronger than other oils.
Yeah.
So you put a little bit on your skin, wait 24 hours, and see if there's a reaction.
Oh, the allergy scratch.
Lavender.
Thingy.
Is not one of those.
No.
You can just... for anybody who takes baths, you can just dump a few drops in the bathtub. But if you want to make your own roll-ons,
yes,
and make your own blends,
yeah,
I have a list of the oils.
Ooh.
Or the carrier oils.
Ooh.
Yes, folks, he wears glasses.
What a carrier oil does is it bonds with the essential oil.
Yeah.
And it doesn't irritate your skin. So I have a list of
what
my wife likes to call it, the spell book. this is the aromatherapy Bible that gets bigger every day.
Apparently.
Since I started this.
Technically, it's everything and anything you can think of.
So we're going to go through a couple of these.
You look sharp with them things on.
Yes.
All right, we're going to start with apricot kernel oil. These are carrier oils.
Okay.
So these you want to mix with your essential oils and put them in your little bottles.
Yeah.
So apricot oil is good for all skin types. It is very rich and nourishing, particularly in vitamin A. It has very little scent and absorbs into the skin quickly. And you have avocado oil. Small amounts of avocado oil are typically added to another carrier oil in order to enrich protein and vitamin content.
As a matter of
fact... Oh, so it's a protein boost.
Well, kind of. But the avocado, I'm kind of used to it because when I decide to go for another interesting hair color, usually the one I pick out so it doesn't burn the scalp or so...
It has avocado oil in it.
It has avocado oil on it.
As long as you don't walk into the studio to do this show and your hair is rainbow...
No. What are you, psychotic?
So coconut oil is
used... Hey, some people like that.
Coconut oil is used to create a barrier on the skin. It is also the preferred oil for high-quality cold-pressed soapers.
Ooh.
People who make soap.
Oh, the farm that we get the soaps from. Yes. We use that along with goat's milk.
Yes, that'll be probably next week's show.
Oh, sorry.
Grapeseed oil is the preferred carrier oil for many massage therapists because of its light satin-like finish. It also has some astringent qualities, as in good for oily, acne-prone skin.
My sister.
Then we get to what I use, but I'm going to be changing oils. Jojoba.
Ooh.
In actuality, jojoba oil is a liquid wax. It closely resembles the sebum of the skin, and is rich in vitamin E. This promotes a glowing complexion.
Hey, mention the one that took you like forever to go ahead and get, because it's like a rare one.
Oh, my star anise?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the one smelled like licorice.
Yeah, I just got, over the weekend, I got star anise essential oils, and I ordered this about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It comes from
China.
North Central China.
Oh, and
Vietnam.
Vietnam, yeah.
So it takes a while to get it, process it, and ship it off. So it smells like licorice.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
And it's a spice.
Yeah, whole thing is. Our bedroom diffuser's in on the stand next to the bed. And I made a comment to him before it was time to go to bed, and he turned the diffuser on. I says, "The room smells like licorice. Why? Did you put some of that in the diffuser?" He goes, nope. And he turned around and he says, "It was magical." He says, "It just fell in there."
Yeah, I put it in the living room diffuser, not in the bedroom diffuser.
Yeah.
But I smelt it all the way into...
That's kind of the idea.
And it just traveled.
Yes, and since it's a spice, I have to go ahead. I'm obligated to go ahead and to do the source line. So you're a spice runner?
You're a stormtrooper?
You're a spice runner?
You're a scavenger?
I can't stand the oregano. I'm sorry. I don't really like that one. It smells like a pizza parlor.
That's the whole idea. What do you think goes in a pizza sauce? Oregano.
What's wrong with it smelling like a pizza parlor?
Yeah, seriously.
I was waiting for you to go ahead and have, like, you know, spaghetti sauce and pasta, but it never happened.
Anywho.
Anyways.
We're going, next one is rose hip seed oil. Rose hip seed oil is extremely high in essential fatty acids and is known to help treat dry, irritated, weathered skin. It is also suitable for applying scars and stretch marks, not for acne-prone skin. Safeflower oil is a very popular in massage blends, as it is easily absorbed and can be washed from sheets without heavy staining. Also a popular industry choice for moisturizing cosmetics. And then sesame oil is rich in vitamins E and B, and in minerals such as calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus. Is excellent emollient when diluted with other carrier oils. It is popular for massage. So you can use any of these as your carrier oil when you make your own blends.
Sounds good to me.
Interesting.
In your little roll-ons and make your own blends in that. They're different essential oils. There's a ton of them. There's even more of them than I actually have, and I have over 100 at the house.
Yeah.
There's some still that I don't have.
We have tiny ones.
Yeah. There's ones that are like really, really tiny, and then he has like the like 4 ounce bottles, and trust me, it's pretty cool. Sorry.
Go ahead. And what's your favorite?
Huh?
What's your favorite oils?
Jasmine.
100 oils, she has one.
No.
But that's not what's in your bracelet. You got Lang Lang in your bracelet.
Yeah, it's in my bracelet. I like that one. And I also like sandalwood. I love that one. And rose. I like rose, too. Frankincense is not too bad. I'm not really that I mean, it's a beautiful scent. I like it when it's on. And there's a couple of other ones too. And I love the vanilla. And I love, we have vanilla and...
Black raspberry
in our lotion.
Yeah.
I love that.
Which has vitamin E in it and goat's milk.
Yes. Yep.
They're made with goat's milk.
Yes.
Yes.
It's helping out a lot with...
We've gone all natural. We have room deodorizer made out of essential oils. We have homemade soaps made out of essential oils. We have... deodorants made out of essential oils.
Yeah.
We have lotions made out of essential oils. The only thing we don't have and we have to look into is shampoos made out of essential oils.
Right. And
we even have essential oil in our bathroom poop
spray.
We
also make sure because of, as everyone knows, we have Theo, who has this obsession with being very, very close to mommy. He sits on the couch, he's got to be on my lap, or he sits on the arm of the chair, which is right next to me, which is next to the diffuser,
which we can't run the diffuser while he's there, so that's why we have
no.
That's why I make all the candles.
Yes, candles.
Yeah, we try to make sure, and I feel bad because you can't run to the diffuser unless he's
maybe we'll do a show on
room.
Candle making.
Maybe.
Candle making's fun. I'm getting into candle making.
It's pretty cool.
It is. I just feel
I've
really,
seen make
really
a couple
bad
of them. It's pretty awesome.
You know, you got the diffuser, but you have to put something in it that, you know, is kitty friendly.
Well, no, I just wait till you and the cat go to bed for the night, then I turn the diffuser.
Yeah.
Blow out the
yeah,
candle and turn the diffuser
on. Yeah, all I have
on.
To do is turn around and tell them one word. Are you ready? And he gets
Are you ready?
And off he goes. He follows me into the bedroom and climbs up on the bed and snores. And
No. I said, are you ready?
Guys. All right.
Then.
Well, it's being broken up anyway, so what's the difference?
Then for the
thousands in attendance
and the millions watching at home.
And the fact that the old man...
And just because we brought this up on this show,
yes.
Let's get ready to...
Can't finish it.
Beep. Yep. Poor old man. He's getting ready to sell it. Oh, well.
Yeah, that'll be a show in and of itself.
Yes,
yeah,
it will.
Yes,
Vince
it will.
McMahon selling the WWE as we switch gears here in the last couple
of
minutes.
Yeah.
So next week we'll talk about the different... Because I guess we'll be home again.
I guess
doing
so.
The show. We'll talk about the... maybe we'll hold that off.
Maybe.
I can bring visual aids in for the PCTV people.
I mean,
but
I think so, yeah.
We'll talk about different blends and how to make different blends. We'll talk about candle making.
Yes.
Yes. Are we doing a home thing? Or?
We're doing a home thing next week, folks. So enjoy what you see on PCTV
Sorry, guys.
Today.
Yeah,
because you're like, we're going to be home doing this next week.
Yeah, The office will be closed, but we'll still continue. We must go on. We will go on.
The show must go on.
Yes.
So next week, we'll talk about candle making, and then the week after that, for the people that are still hanging out and wondering about essential oils, hopefully
yes.
This has been a great series.
Hopefully.
We'll get
it's
into...
it's been really interesting.
We'll get into...
And I am wearing my bracelet.
Yes, we'll get into, when we come back to the studio, I'll bring some visual aids. And we'll get into the different stuff you can make and the different inhalers and stuff like that.
That'd be pretty awesome.
All right. Different fragrances.
So we are out of here. We will see you. Well, you'll hear us
next
week. You won't see us next week. So be cool, be safe.
Seeing is believing.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, everybody.
Have a good one.